What's going on, people, crazy people of the internet? We are actually doing this partially live on Twitch. I got my buddy King Nabs and Glass Inc. If you guys don't know who they are, look them up on fucking Twitter. FPS Friday, but kind of on a Saturday because I kind of fucked up and woke up somewhere where I wasn't really quite sure where I was, and that was a thing. So, yeah, I hope your weekend's going good. I'm cracking a fresh Budweiser, nipping the hair of the dog, you know what I mean? So, man, I had a headache. We just cracked some Excedrin live. It was crazy. I don't know if it's crazy. I'm 43, and sometimes these are the things that you got to do with your life. You have to live a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So on FPS Fridays, of course, you know where I was talking about gaming. I have to talk about gaming. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. No. First off, I do want to talk about the fucking rehashing of games. Souls, HTL listeners, listen. What the fuck is going on? How come people are still just buying rehashed games? I don't get it. I don't get it. It's this remastered thing. What is that? That's like buying a used condom, okay? That's like dating your ex-girlfriend again. You didn't learn the first time? What, do you think they just magically fixed it and they love you again? Like, what? Thank you for the $60. Here's another $60. The fuck are you doing? Consumers. Listen, here's the ordeal that I have with that. We are sending a signal to these companies that it is okay to consistently rebuy something that you've already purchased. Now, it's cool that they've updated the graphics. I get it. Everybody wants new and pretty, right? Everybody likes fucking new and pretty. It's cool. I get it. But we're also sending a signal that they can milk us for $120. Well, I guess with latest gen, they're talking about raising the price on some of these Xboxes and PlayStations to $70 a game. Okay, price of inflation, you know, take into account, you know, maybe it's a little bit harder to dev on these newer consoles. Bullshit! Because they're just PCs. So if that was the case, PC games would have already been, and kind of sometimes are, cheaper than a console game. But what are you getting fucking off track here? We have to get back on track. We're sending a signal to these companies that says that they can milk us. And, you know, I've always said that consumers, you can say whatever the fuck you want on Twitter. You can say whatever you want on Instagram, Facebook, all those types of things. But what you really need to speak with is your wallet. It's your fucking wallet, man. It's, if you're not buying something, somebody's not selling it. Jake, let's put this into a car perspective. There was a car company called Fisker. Let me nail this down here. Let me take a drink of this beer. Ah, got it. When Tesla was coming out, Fisker was coming out with a car company, and this is a guy, a brilliant designer, Fisker. He was putting out a car to rival Tesla, and he had some issues, had some teething issues with the car, right? It didn't quite go as planned. The other one came out ahead because of the wallet, right? Nobody was buying. So they shut it down. They stopped. They re-innovated. They came back out with another product at a better price point. Competition. By not buying this rehashed shit. See, when he came back, he didn't come back with the same car over and over and over and over and over again like these game companies are doing. Nope. Came back with something new, something fresh. So when you speak with your wallet, it forces a change in this industry. And I fucking love gaming. Even though I play a ton of Destiny 2, people are like, bro, get off that game, bro. That game is played out. Not really. I think it's just hitting its stride. It hit its 6-year mark. I fucking enjoy it. I love it. I do. It's great. But you know, I don't know. I wish people would fucking stop buying these rehashed games just because they're cute. Like, you know, I guess if you went modern with it, right? Jesus, quit being a fucking boomer. it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. It is. It is. It's just. I can't get it out of my head. What the fuck's going on over at NVIDIA? Okay, these AIB partners. You guys seeing this? Do you guys look it up? Okay, look it up. Well, fire up your YouTube. See what's going on with the 3080 cards. It's a 2080 all over again, man. Broken ass shit. Hype, releasing, fucking hype. I said it in the last broadcast, man. This fucking hype culture's got to go. It's got to go. Consumers got to speak with their wallets, man. Broken ass cards are coming out. People getting fucked up ish. Man, that's crazy. And it's only tarnishing the gaming community a lot. I mean, creators could give a shit less if, you know, they're rendering a 3D scene and their shit don't boost past, you know, 2. Like, they don't care. They're just like, you know what, as long as it works, I'm just going to leave it at standard. We're good. But it's a sad moment when you take companies like Gigabyte, EVGA, you know, and all that type of stuff, and they're making, Jay's Two Cents had a video on it, and they're making subpar cards. Check it out. Jay's Two Cents just did a fucking amazing, amazing video on it. I think so, because it educated. It wasn't just entertainment, it was education. But anyway, something about the power delivery, crosstalk, and how these companies are really skimping out, cutting corners on power delivery, fucking up the cards, fucking up gamers, fucking it up. But everybody's paying $1,000 and these cards are selling out in 8 fucking minutes because consumers aren't speaking with their wallets, right? They're just following the hype train, you know? They're dialed into it. And these companies know it, man, and it's predatory. It's almost virtually predatory. You see it in a lot of things. Half-baked games. 2019 was a year of the fucking demo. Guys, you know what I'm saying? 2019 was the year of broken fucking video games. I'm not even kidding. It was. It was like everything came out in a beta. Everything was a live service. Everything was jacked. Gaming was jacked. In 2019. Now, of course, there were some good titles that came out and stuff like that, but for the most part, it was pretty jacked. You know, I don't really like this shit, but I think it'll help. Bambi just popped into the Twitch chat. How you doing? Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to a lot of different games when it comes up to, you know, what's coming up. You know, the Destiny expansion's coming around. New World. Amazon's New World. Fucking excited about that. I don't know if you guys know. Guys here on HTL. It looks good, man. Brilliant fucking marketing stream, by the way. Fucking brilliant marketing stream. Now, you know, you guys know how streaming works, right? Okay, well, let's just talk to the podcast crew here for a second. If you don't know how streaming works, for one, get out of that fucking rock that you're living under, okay? Start paying attention to some other industries besides just broadcasting or podcasting. You know, mix it up. Get that brain going. Kick in that fucking thing between your ears. But you need to pay these large personalities to, you know, essentially represent your product, right? Okay, so you're going to approach Ninja. You better have some fucking mills in your pocket. You better have some millions in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? So, but somehow New World, It's a MMORPG. It's got kind of, it's like a WoW and ESO mixed together. It's fucking brilliant. It's brilliant. I love it. But somehow they got all the major creators, since they're Amazon, and you know, they're kind of in cahoots with Twitch. They got everybody to play their game for free. Brilliant marketing. Okay. Come on, Activision. Are you guys paying attention here? Are you paying attention? My man Charlie Bravo just came in with some bits. Check that man out on Twitch too as well. But I mean, there's so many different aspects that are fucked up in the industry when it comes to gaming. Either you can say that, you know, some of it is greed, some of it is a lot of things pertaining to, you know, short-sighted development. Now, that's another topic that I'm going to cover after we get back from the break. I got a small ad segment coming in. Listen to it. And we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. So before we left and after, you know, the break, I was talking about short-sighted development in games. And how games are being pumped out at this ungodly rate, right? You've seen it when Destiny and Activision split. It was one of those things where it was just like, I don't love you anymore. Now, what had happened was this: there was a contract agreement between the two studios. And these two studios, Activision said that you have to come out with X amount of, you know, expansion packs in a said window of time in order to obtain this kind of finance, right? And that's another one of those things that's screwing up gaming. You know, the EAs, the Activisions, listen, they can make a great product. They have before. That's how they became so big. But the problem is corporate greed has gotten in the way of the passion. Listen, it used to be called Electronic Arts. Look into the history of Electronic Arts and you will see that fundamentally when the company started, it was about the art. It was about gaming and the art and the representation. And fucking greed got in the way. It was the same with Activision. Activision used to host, publish, push beautiful content, beautiful games, beautiful developers. Give them the time that they needed to get these games done. CD Projekt Red is an amazing example of that. Of, you know, like the Witcher series. Sorry, we're just not releasing the game. It ain't done yet. It's one of those things where it's quality. You can see it. You see it. I mean, it's just, it creates a lot more value in this space. And it's too bad that, you know, 2019 was the year of the beta. Look at fucking PUBG. How long was PUBG? Was PUBG like 5 years before it actually went straight? I don't know. It was something like that. It was crazy. It was like 5 years, something like that. Maybe four, two, maybe. I don't know. I don't even know. Fallout 76, perfect example. You know, it was one of those deals where, you know, that company, that's a Bethesda. They have been sitting on that game engine for, bro, way too long. Way, way, way too long. It's going to be four times bigger. It's going to be so grand on a scale you won't believe. And you get it, the fucking thing's broken. It was a beta. It was just ridiculous, and 2019 was just packed, and I mean completely packed, with examples like this of half-baked games pushed to the market. You know, just completely based on greed, and it was trashing gaming. It was really, really hurting gaming, console games. You know, and that's an aspect that really. See, I'm a PC gamer. I love PCs. I play console, you know, I don't have this elitist fucking attitude that seems to capitalize, you know, prey on these people where they're running around like, PS4, bitch, I'll fight you. Like, get the fuck out of here. go find a tree. Okay, go fight with yourself. Like, but the thing about consoles is when you see a broken game come out on console, you know there's an issue, right? There's a legit issue. Because you have a set box that you have to develop in, right? There's hardware limitations, but it's also easier. And let me elaborate on why it's also easier. Because the hardware is consistent, okay? When you're talking about PC game engine writing, I don't know a little bit about coding. You have to take into account, you know, if you look at Intel's product stack is like fucking ridiculous. Okay, there's 1,400 SKUs, 1,400 different clock rates. So you kind of aim for the middle, right? You got all these different graphics cards, all these different manufacturers. When you're coding for a console, see, all these consoles are the same. So you're coding within a box, that which means you're limited, but at the same time, at least it's more targetable. So with these newer generation consoles and exclusives for PlayStation and all these Xbox games and stuff like that, it's easier for them to dial in as long as, you know, the development tools that they are given are of substantial quality. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the architecture in which you're building on, which is generally a PC now, it's a little bit easier. But when it comes to PC, I get why everything's a beta. Because people are fucking paying for it! Stop paying it. Stop buying these early release games. You're funding this guy's fucking Ferrari while he doesn't fix the game, okay? It doesn't happen. In the Twitch chat, Bambi said it took 9 years for him actually to officially make Terraria a full release. And that's the point. It's like, maybe it would have gone faster had they not been sitting there mulling over hot fixes when they could have just actually fully focused on the game, right? But no, it's a hype culture. And again, that's where it comes from, is just this hype culture. I've talked about it in past episodes. It's all about hype. It's very, very, very much. Gaming is a very hype culture. It's the latest, the greatest, the constant, what I like to call mental bombardment. I'm just, you know, they have to keep sensualizing people because we've become desensitized due to this always evolving progression of new and flashy games being thrown at our face, right? You see it. You see it in hardware. Everybody's going, talking 8K. Everybody's talking 8K now. The 30 series is around. 8K. 8K, can do 8K. 4K, 60 FPS. Hype. Fucking hype, man. It's just fucking hype. It really is. It's all it is. You're buying hype. Can it do 4K, 60 FPS? Yeah, at 100% that fucking card's pinned. You know what you're doing? You're shortening the life of that card. We're not there yet. Settle down. Go buy some shit you don't need. Play it in 1440p. Let that thing sit at 40 degrees. You have it the rest of your life. But it's, again, it's that hype. It's that cashing in on people's susceptibleness to that. And it bleeds into gaming. And it really does hurt entirely as an aspect of an entire industry. Because we're not just talking about video game releases. We're talking about hardware releases too as well. You see now the PlayStation went. You see now the Xbox went. If you guys don't know, Google it right now. As you're listening to this, swipe up on your phone. It's a fucking disaster. It was a disaster. That's all it is. It was just a pure and simple disaster. And hell, the PlayStation sold out. Nobody's even actually seen one. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no benchmarks. There's no figures. There's no hype. Hype. I'm telling you. It's ridiculous. I don't know. I love the gaming industry. I love games. Some of the best people I know are gamers. And the only issue that I usually run into when I'm, hanging out with my gamer buddies is elitism. That's the only issue that I find in gaming right now that is plaguing gaming is this fucking self-patting their self-esteem elitism.
I got a 3080 Ti.
Like, cool, bro. Can we get back to the game? Can we just hang out? Can we just talk like we used to 5, 6 years ago? You know what I mean? When nobody gave a shit what you were using. It was all about the frag fest. It was all about the FPS. It was all about having fun in the game. It was all about running around. But now everybody wants to virtual signal that they got this new mixer board that's $500. Okay. I get it. Everybody's got to have the fancy shit. Everybody's got to have 14 monitors, $1,000 microphone, just to go live on Twitch. That's become the standard. The production quality bar is what a lot of YouTubers like to say. You have to hit the bar to break into the industry. Bullshit. But that's padding of self-esteem. And it's bled into gaming. Bro, I get 120 FPS. Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'm still playing at 60. It doesn't matter. Fuck it. Can we get back to the game? You know what I mean? But it again, it has to be, I have to have all this shit. I have to pad my self-esteem with all this stuff that I have. And it's true. It's true. And if you don't believe me, scroll through Twitter. You will see streamer Twitter talking about all their shit. They're not talking about anything else. They're just talking about all their hardware. I mean, they're literally patting their self-esteem one like at a time, one retweet at a time by showing off their 12 monitors. It is. I hate to be the guy to say it, man, but I'm gonna cut it like it's real, man. I ain't pushing no cheese on no toast. See what I mean? Fellas, ladies, gentlemen, listeners, viewers, whatever. Like Bambi just put in the Twitch chat. Stick to whatever works. I get it. Absolutely. And some people are on a budget. Unfortunately, a lot of newcomers to the industry of streaming, a lot of newcomers to the industry of podcasting. See nothing but the best, right? For product sales, right? Everybody's got a Shure SMB microphone. Okay. All the podcasts they watch, they see it. So they feel like they need to spend that $500. Grab your cell phone, go live. Okay. If you got an app that works, cool. You don't need a $200 fucking ring light from Elgato. No. I got lights that I streamed professionally on that I got from Walmart for $4 with controllable bulbs, tintable color, all that from Menards for $4. Wi-Fi enabled, all that shit.
But you can't control it with your Steam Deck.
Shut up. Shut up. I ain't got time for elitism. That's what I'm talking about. So a lot of these topics that I've covered today here on HTL for FPS Friday, give some consideration to. Think about it, okay? Think about it. Are you buying into this elitist behavior? Are you buying these things to make yourself feel better? Or are they actually increasing your production and workflow? Right? Are these things actually genuinely bringing you value? Same goes with gaming. Are you buying into this hype culture? Are you just buying every single game just to say that you bought it?
Yeah, I own it. I own it. Yeah, I got that.
But do you fucking play it? Do you enjoy it? Or are you just one of those people that are enabling these companies to continue to release half-baked content? That's the question you should be asking yourself. To genuinely improve the industry as a whole, I firmly believe that we have to start speaking with our wallets and get out of this hype train. If it brings value to your life, use it, love it, live it. I'm not here to shame you because you are 12 monitors deep, $10,000 on your audio. Cool, man, cool, okay? But the average consumer and the people entering these markets need to also know that is not necessary. It's 100% not necessary. You can slowly bring up your production value as you go. And you don't need it to have quality content. I don't give a shit what anybody says. I don't care. Just be a quality person, man. Be who you are. I know that streamer Twitter is going to rip it apart.
Everybody says just be who you are.
Why not? Because we are humans. We are individuals on this planet. We are like the flowers that are outside, right? Just take a look at your thumbprint and realize that there is no other thumbprint like your thumbprint. Just as there is no, exact copy of the personality. You are an individual. Let that motherfucker shine. Let it shine. Don't speak through your hardware. Speak through who you are. Speak through your face. You're not your fucking khakis. I'm just saying. You're not. Quality content comes from quality people. Quality creativity. These are just tools. These are just things that we enjoy. And I'm just mentioning some of this stuff on FPS Friday because I'm melting out my brain. You know what I mean. You guys get it. But anyway, we're going to short side this episode. Anchor.fm/HTL. I'm going to talk with the Twitch chat for a little while. We figured we'd throw up a broadcast at the same time we're throwing up a podcast. What? Fucking innovation. Not really. Same old same. All right, guys. Yeah, check us out, man. We are on Spotify, Google, Apple, all those types of things. If you enjoyed the audio podcast, man, check us out on Twitter /LaShowBrand. Okay, we don't do the HTL thing. Listen, Hard Talk Life's about the man and about what's going on in this. You know what I mean? So with that being said, we're going to end this episode. Peace, love, and chicken grease, man. And as always, be good to yourself. Be good to others. I'll catch y'all. Let's see. What do we got? Monday. Monday before we adult. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See you then.